This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. We're with Bob Miller of Bob Miller Flight Training in Buffalo, New York. And Bob, some unwelcome news from the state of New York this week that sounds like it's going to blow up into a major battle between flight schools and the state. Explain what happened.
Here in New York State, Russ, for years, almost since the dawn of aviation, we flight schools could purchase an aircraft and put it in our flight school for flight training, and as such, we would not have to pay sales tax on the purchase price of that airplane. Also, many of us in New York State lease airplanes. They're called leaseback airplanes. From individuals, sometimes our students would purchase an airplane, and then we would lease it back into the flight school. The state of New York and those purchasers of those airplanes did not have to pay sales tax, nor did we have to pay sales tax on those lease payments. Several audits in our area by the New York State Department of Finance and Taxation have now held that aircraft owners of aircraft that lease them to flight schools should have paid sales tax on their purchase. Similarly, flight schools who have purchased airplanes for the use in their flight school, if they had not paid sales tax on the purchase, they are going after those flight schools to collect those sales tax payments that should have been made. And they're also going after the persons who lease airplanes, saying that we flight schools should have been paying tax on the lease payments, which is an incredible burden on flight schools, so much so that it could put many of us, including my own flight school, we're scheduled to go out of business now on June 30th because of this very, very direct ruling.
Now, we're talking big money here. These are generally new airplanes, new Cessnas, et cetera. What's the sort of liability that you're looking at, or some of your leaseback?
In New York State, the tax rate's a little over 8%. So on a $300,000 new Cessna, we're looking at $27,000. Now, if we purchased that Cessna 2 years ago and never paid sales tax on it and put it in our flight school, the state of New York is saying we want that $27,000, plus we want interest for the past 2 years, plus penalties that should have been paid. That is one major expense. Also, in our particular situation, we have been leasing an airplane. We lease all of our airplanes. One of our owners was just audited this week. They said we should have been paying him sales tax on the lease payments. Well, on this airplane, that amounted to a mere $4,300, including interest. And the state wants that. Not only do they want that amount of money, they want from him $27,000 on the original purchase price of the airplane. And we're just one flight school in New York State. Of course, we have many flight schools, and virtually every one of us are affected. But Russ, the real irony in all of this is this: they were clear to tell us this was not a change in the tax law. This is simply a change in the interpretation of the tax law, which had been in place for the last 40 years that we know of. But they've elected to make a tighter interpretation of it, and now they're going back for back taxes owed by all of us.
Now, there's thousands of flight school airplanes in New York State, I would imagine.
Oh, I'm sure. And they're just now starting. That started with my flight school last month. They got one of the owners of a leaseback airplane. He threw his hands up in frustration and pulled his airplane out of our flight school and sold it to pay the sales tax. He had to pay the sales tax. Now they're after another one of our owners who leases an airplane, and they've told him the same thing. I called a good friend of mine who runs a neighboring flight school, and they're after him. He was just audited this past month, and they've told him exactly the same thing. And, you know, I said to the auditors, the state auditors, in conference with them today, I said, are you going after everybody? They said, as fast as we can do the audits. That's what we're doing.
So they've come across a lucrative cash cow to balance their budget.
The last 2 years is the first time in New York State's illustrious history that we've had a balanced budget. Our governor, Andrew Cuomo, has taken great pride in balancing the budget, and they're doing it through these a very hostile interpretation of the tax code.
Okay, so even though you guys were just doing everything the way that it was done in the past, and with the blessing of the state when you
yes.
bought these airplanes, they're
yes.
they're penalizing you for essentially the late payment of taxes, right?
Yeah, that's the irony. That's another irony of it. Our owners and schools have been audited routinely over the last dozen years. And every time these issues come up, the state says, okay, you're okay. Do it the way you've been doing it. Do it the way you've been doing it. And now, of this week, they're making an interpretation that was incorrect. Now, we fight schools. We're cooperative souls. We said, okay, if there's a change in the interpretation, from this day forward, we'll follow your interpretation. We'll begrudgingly, but we will. But they're going after back taxes, in my case, for several years, because of their current change in thinking. So we're being penalized, even though they allowed us to continue. They allowed us to operate in error. And now they're going back saying, you owe us money, even though we allowed you in the past. And one of our flight schools has a letter from the state taxation people 2 years ago, a letter of audit findings, which basically gave them an attaboy saying, you're doing everything fine. Fortunately, he still has that letter, because I think that's going to come to be a great defense in his case. We don't have such a letter.
Well, what do you think is going to happen?
I think in New York, what might happen, if we get our act together, we flight schools, and maybe with a little bit of valuable help from you folks, we might be able to get a class action from the flight schools in New York State against the state of New York. Saying this is arbitrary, this is capricious, and this is damaging the economic welfare of New Yorkers. Plus, I passed this letter on to our local FISDO director, manager. He, just to let him know what was going on, and he was angered to the point, he said, we need to get federal involvement in this, because there's an element of interstate commerce involved in flight training. We have students that come to us from out of state. Our students go out of state to apply their skills. If that's the case, then the state of New York is interfering with interstate commerce, then the feds definitely will get involved. Not to mention the whole regulation of aviation is more or less a federal affair as opposed to state affair. But this is a sign of the times, Russ, I think. This is what they're doing. They're just going after every dollar they can get to balance the budget.
Okay, well, fascinating story, Bob, and we'll be following up with the state as soon as we can get a hold of them. Stay tuned. There's lots more to come on this story. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.